Hare Krishna. The divine acts in this world through the human. The last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, its concluding verse, says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tir Matir Mama. It says, wherever there is the supreme mystic Krishna and wherever there is the great Arjuna Arjuna, there will be victory. Now this may raise a question, actually, Krishna alone is enough for victory. Wherever Krishna is, there will be victory. So why does the concluding image of the Bhagavad Gita include Krishna and Arjuna? Now does Krishna need Arjuna for victory? Can't God Krishna do everything himself? Yes, Krishna can do everything himself. But normally, God doesn't act directly in this world. In certain exceptional situations, Krishna sometimes performs miracles, very directly intervenes. But most often, he acts in this world through his representatives. He wants his agents to act. So, divine acts through the human. In fact, right in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, if Krishna's purpose was to just simply demonstrate his omnipotence, then when Arjuna says, Nayotsyaiti Govindam, Krishna, I will not fight. And Krishna could have said at that time, Arjuna, you don't need to fight. I will kill the Kauravas myself. Krishna could have done that. But Krishna's whole purpose in the Gita was to not just exhibit his omnipotence. It was to persuade Arjuna to use his independence in service of the divine omnipotence. To use our independence to harmonize with God's omnipotence. So that is the Gita's purpose. And that's why he speaks the whole Gita. The purpose of the Gita is not just to exhibit Krishna's omnipotence. It is to help Arjuna to attain him. To harmonize with him. That's why in 11.32 Krishna directly declares also that kalosmi lokakshay krut pravruddho lokan samahartumiha pravruttaha, that I am time, the destroyer of all the worlds. And by me, all the enemies are killed. But yet in the next verse, he says in 11.33 that, O Arjuna, therefore you rise and fight. Tasma tamuttishta yasho labhasva yutva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham mayai vaite nihata purumeva nimitta matram bhavasavyasachi. He says, by my arrangement, they are all killed. But you fight, you win, you take the credit. Ultimately, the Arjuna is a devotee who is an eternal associate of the Lord. So, he didn't need the Bhagavad Gita. The whole setting in which Arjuna was apparently put in illusion, all that was done so that we could get the knowledge of the Gita by which we would be inspired to harmonize with the Lord. So, we all have the opportunity by understanding the Gita to become agents through whom Krishna will act in this world. So, the Gita's purpose is not to demonstrate divine omnipotence. The Gita's purpose is to philosophically establish God's omnipotence in a way that inspires humans to harmonize with God. And then the humans who harmonize, they will also be successful. They'll attain internal success by overcoming the misconceptions and the misdirected desires which keep us trapped in illusion, and we will also be able to attain external success and make substantial contributions in this world. So, because the stress of the Bhagavad Gita is that we humans should harmonize with the divine, that's why its concluding imagery contains both the human and divine coming together. Their harmonization is what is said to be the precursor of victory. So, it is the concluding imagery of the Gita is meant to inspire within all of us also the inspiration to surrender to Krishna, to harmonize with Krishna, and thus attain inner and outer success in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.